Yo, diamond crystal rings sharp like icicles, nickel-plated pistols. Official woo wear covers my physical. Insulated thermal while I've been in cocoa for solos. Photographic prototype, static free, motivated soldier. Or who say bolder, head flower. You can detect that you a living guard from the scorer. Keep your score straight, maintain your weight. But he ate too much monosodium glutamate. And polysorbate and drunk bait concentrate with sodium benzoate. Find the chicken thighs and diglycerides. It is advertised from outside. 85, didn't realize till the truth opened up his eyes. Then he became highly civilized. Civilized. It's been time amongst the wise, went through a garment renaissance. It stopped wearing Benetton. Tommy Hill, Perry, Ellis, Norton, Carvelis, Claiborne. Ocean Pacific, Feline, Bill Blast, and Lee Fitted. Quinted Armani sweaters with the Gucci war knitted. Now all these vibes cannot cross colors. Sebastian Brothers, Mackey, Polly, Pell, 88, North Cuban, and a few others. For the new year, strictly woo wear.
What you want, baby, is what you need, baby.
Pele Egghead, the top dresser. One man catalog, the London Fog casual hall. Beard denim with the cash, rule Nike and Kango King. Everyday DLO jacket, he crip with the drawstring. Feline supply, Big Daddy starter hat. The brown skin, Derby master, Tommy Hill, Advil. Double button, Woolridge, red dicky, turtleneck, mock neck. 18 karat holding my 22 shine. In this like Macy's or Bloomingdale, the Century 21 son. The new portfolio done. Now it's my time, Agent Wu wear, cap and fleece wear. One wear Plaza, Donna hold the best of all wear. Plus blue wear, woo wear. What's going on? They're the best of this year. Woo wear and fleece wear.
Ain't what you want, baby. It's what you need, baby. Just come see me. Satisfaction guarantee, baby. Just hold your own, baby. And just rock on, baby. I got this wine on my mind. Feeling fine, darling. Now all you see, baby. What you need, baby. I wanna know just how low it goes.
Back to nasty bags and straight shots and dirty glasses. We wear fleece, but you ain't your steak in peace. Hard time and killing tactics.
How you doing?
Scared shitless.
You're sweating a lot, honey.
You can be all right. Don't worry about it. You got the script. You just read off the teleprompter. You've been here before, kid. Remember football?
No, this is different.
How's this different?
No opponent.
I mean, you're a lock to win.
Walter, we're ready.
You'll be okay.
Everybody, heads up.
Remember, stay with the script.
45 seconds.
That's a lifetime.
Boss.
This is for you.
Tony, you good?
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, everybody, we're going to go.
We're back?
Mm-hmm.
We go places?
John Anthony, huh?
Yep.
All I see is another wannabe in a $1,000 suit. Word to the wise, keep the suit you came in with. All right, Jethro? Good luck, team.
In 5, 4, 3...
Welcome to this week's edition of Sports Advisors, America's premier sports information program, with myself, Walter Abrams, Jerry Sykes, Chuck Adler, and a truly gifted newcomer to the Sports Advisor panel. I want you to meet him, a substantial find, and his name is John Anthony. Okay, we're entering week 6 in professional football. This is when the cream rises to the top. This is when things get hot. This is oven mitt time, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
This is big time ball season. So let's get right into it with the Wizard of Odds, Jerry the Source Sykes. Jerry!
Stats, records, rankings, weather. If the goalpost is tilted just a little bit, the Sykes system uses 42 proven indexes to eliminate the guesswork in sports wagering. Without my patented computer-based picks, you got a better shot of having God show up at your door with 9 strippers, a bag of pure Bolivian cocaine, enough Viagra to make Chuck's head blow up, than picking these things on your own. I'm telling you, you call me absolutely free. I got 5 picks this weekend that are incredible. 1-800-238-6648. Give me a call.
How many gamblers did I bail out last weekend with my game of the year? A $100 better made $10,000. A $500 better made $50,000. Well, I had 6 games on Sunday that I'm releasing absolutely free. These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's, children on these 6 games absolutely free.
I believe you're trying to make me deaf. That's what I believe.
I've never quite seen a color on the man like that, Walter. Is that what you say? That's kind of a chartreuse?
So now, Saturday comes before Sunday, and looking at this Saturday's college matchups is the last but certainly not least member of the Sports Advisors, and here he is, Mr. John Anthony.
Thank you, Walter. This is John Anthony here. I'm the million-dollar man with a billion-dollar plan. From Wall Street to Tokyo to Hollywood, all your big money is going to stay and play with me. That's right. That's why they call me the million-dollar man. The million-dollar man. The million-dollar man. The million-dollar man. I can't say that. Somebody wrote some very clever stuff for me here, like the million-dollar man. So let's just call me John. I played quarterback, Division I, and every QB knows that the secret, the key to victory, is anticipation. The ability to see the future and react to it. Now that is what I do, and that is the truth. So I'm not going to sell you today, all right? I'm just going to tell you the facts. For over 1 year, I've been picking 80% winners. Unbelievable? Used to be. I know the leagues. I know the teams. I know these players. I know this wonderful game called football. Call the number on the bottom of your screen and ask for John. Let's make some money.
You got me shook up, shook down, shook out.
got me shook up, shook down, shook up.
Application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Shouts out to everyone in the Bay. We're here bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. That's right. More music guns on the way. You just heard, guys. You just heard. Can you even hear me? I hope you can, guys. I hope you can. You heard the Mary Jane Girls. That was live back in the good old days, the all or nothing days. Shouts out to everyone in the Bay. And I got to see the Mary Jane Girls, guys. I went to a concert last Saturday, and they were there. And they might have been my favorite, or at least one of them, I should say. You know, they might have been my favorite. I enjoyed them the most because they did the whole song through. I have this thing, man. I don't like when, like, they just do like 45 seconds of a song. You know what I'm saying? They did the whole song through. And let me tell you about harmonizing. They harmonized great. Their voices were still great, guys. And Mary Mary Jane Girls still did it, and they were all together. I believe it was the original Mary Jane Girls. And that was all night long. And that was live at the Top of the Pops, 1983. The Mary Jane Girls kicked ass, guys. Let me tell you, first of all, what we heard before I get into that whole concert, guys. So you heard Mary Jane Girls all night long. Before that, Al Pacino, Matthew McConaughey, and that was Matthew McConaughey, Al Pacino. Two for the Money was the name of that movie. We talked about news anchors. We talk about reading against the teleprompter, reading the teleprompter, reading the script. I have to throw that down. Jeremy Piven was in that too. Also in that set, we had music. Good music. We had Shota Hasunuma with the song Seneca. We also had De La Vega with the song Highway. We had Dope Smoker with SXMF. By request, we had Woo Ware featuring RZA, Method Man, Capadonna. Too good, too good. We also had some D. Johnson and Yasiin Bey with the song Wingate, hashtag Wingate. And we started off the whole set with The Hives. They Can't Hear the Music was the name of the track. And Interlude. I played two of them together. I liked it. And they're going to be at the Warfield. I'm going to go, guys. That's going to be a concert I have to see. I like The Hives. I'm a big fan of The Hives, you know. And, you know, The Hives are a great band. And I like their style. I always did. You know, they write some catchy tunes. So that will be the next concert I see. But the Mary Jane Girls. Oh, I also got to give a big shout out. They're listening on the Radio Valencia application. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. And I gotta give a big shout out to Chonies. Choni said Erica Cato from KRON and Evelyn Taft from KTLA. All those are great weather news anchors, you know. We're talking like there's some news anchors, you know. We like the weather girls, of course. I like Ama Dietz. I think that's her name. Ama Dietz. Oh, yes. She's on ABC7. That's what she's on, you know. And she's rocking and rolling, guys. She's really good, you know. But it's too dope. It's too nice. We like the weather girls. We like the news anchors. I also got to give a shout to the homie, one of my favorite news anchors on KTVU News. Gacia Michalelia, she's awesome too. Oh, and then the KRON4. Pam Moore. Do you remember Pam Moore? She was awesome too. Pam Moore on KRON4, she was rad. I remember her in the 80s, and she kind of reminds me of like Catwoman, Eartha Kitt style, you know. I like her. She's hot stuff, guys. She still is. I don't know if she's still anchoring. I think she is. Let's see. Yeah, I think she's still around, man. She's rocking it. She got nominated for a 2025 inductee to the NABJ Hall of Fame. That's awesome. That must be news anchors. Or maybe I'm wrong. News anchors, broadcast jockey, Hall of Fame, maybe. Pam Moore, keep on rocking. One of my favorites. She's been around doing her thing since the 80s. I remember seeing her in the 80s, man. I mean, you know, I remember going, hey, what's going on down there when I saw her on the news? I was like, wait, she's supposed to just tell the news. DJ Mark knows, you know what I'm saying? She's making me feel funny down there. But I like a lot of them, man. All those are good. But also, Ama Dates, D-A-E-T-Z. I think that's her name. She's a news anchor. But it's so good, you know, so nice. You know, let us know what other favorite anchors you got, you know. But it's so good. But I was talking about the Mary Jane Girls. The Mary Jane Girls saw them live at the San Jose Civic Center, man. And it was quite a lineup. The headliner was Lisa headlining. You know, famous from Lisa and Cult Jam. And she rocked it too, man. Everybody was there to see her. I kind of forgot how big she was. She was like a big leader in that freestyle movement, Latina freestyle, man. And she still sounded a great voice. Lisa was awesome, you know. And they cheered for her for like a couple minutes, like loud. And she did the songs that I wanted to hear, Stuck in Emotion or Lost in Emotion. Oh, I love that song. That's a classic song. And she did all her thing, man. She did all her thing. And she sang in Spanish. You know what I'm saying? And I went to this concert in San Jose Civic Center. It's a beautiful venue. If you get to watch a concert, you know, I've been there 3 times. First time I went there, I saw my friend graduate from Heald College, man. That was one. Second time I went there, I went this year on Valentine's Day, and I went to go see Air Supply there, and they rocked it too. And then I saw Lisa Cult Jam. She headlined and she was remarkable. Great voice still. Man, she started when she was like 15, I believe, man. So she started at a really early age. And she sings good to this day still. Now, no lip syncing, no nothing. Real deal. And she had dancers, everybody, you know. She was the star that night. She was the star. Mary Jane Girls might have been my favorite set because they did the whole songs. They sounded good harmonizing. They did that song that I played, which is a jam. All Night Long is a jam. You know, one of the best songs, you know. And I think they did Mary Jane. Yeah, they did that one too. That was awesome too. But it was so good. So fresh. Now check it out. This lineup was crazy. You know, old school crazy. Like if you like the 80s, you like freestyle or like old school hip hop, you would like this. Who started it off? The Candyman. Candyman started it off. And they rocked it. Our Candyman rocked it, man. And he was just fresh off of back surgery. So he's walking with a cane. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, the style was walking with a cane, you know. Now he has to walk with a cane because he had back surgery. He had to take care of himself. But he did his hit, you know. Knocking the Boots, I think his name is this hit. What an awesome song. So Candyman came through. Who was next? I believe it was Chubb Rock. And Chubb Rock came through. And I love the way Chubb Rock walked onto the stage. He walked slow. He was huge. He wore all white. And he looked awesome when he walked on stage. I thought he was so cool. He walked so slow. If you used to see him back in the day, he used to dance around, jump around, dance, move, you know. His best hit or his biggest hit, Treat 'Em Right, with a great sample. And then he did a tribute to hip-hop. He's like, you remember this jam? Finish this line. And he did that. And then what was awesome is that I think he went a little too long. And they cut him off. And they kind of like forced him on. Like the host came on stage. The DJ, you know, closed his laptop. And he's like, we got to go. And Chubb Rock wasn't happy about that, man. Chubb Rock was pissed. And he was so pissed, guys. He was so pissed that, you know, he started arguing with this DJ. He's like, yo, man, why'd you turn it off? Why'd you close the laptop? We still had songs, you know what I'm saying? And you know how, if you're watching the stage, you could see people on the side of the stage, and you could see Chubb Rock and his DJ, and Chubb Rock's like going pointing at him, go, you don't ever treat Chubb Rock like that. You need to treat me right, man. You know, and he's pointing at him, telling him, no, you know, and we could see all this on stage still. And it was, and he was still yelling at his DJ as the next performer came on. We're like, oh man, he's not done yet, you know? He's pissed. So I thought that was cool. That was probably very entertaining for me, the set, you know. So you know who else you had? You had JJ Fad come out. Supersonic. You remember that song? Oh my God. What a great, great tune. You know? Great, great tune. A classic. JJ Fad. You know? And those ladies still know how to rock. And their DJ was Arabian Prince. Original. One of the members. Old members. Maybe, you know, I don't know why he wasn't in there no more, but he was part of NWA for a little bit, you know? So good, so nice. You know, so JJ Fad rocked it, the supersonic, the beatboxing, it was awesome. And then the Mary Jane Girls came on and they rocked it. And everyone's set was short, so I don't think everyone, I think everyone's set was 15 to 20 minutes long. What was the best about it is that there was no setup. It was all DJs and laptops. So it was an easy easy setup, easy moving on to the next artist, you know, which was cool. So then the Mary Jane Girls, man, they kicked ass. They looked very lovely. And their voices were right. And then the Jets came on, guys. Did you hear me? The Jets. It came through. And they kicked ass as well. The Jets, man. They were big in the 80s. They had all, I think all the original members were there. They were separated for a while, but they were all together. And it was their 40th year anniversary, just like Lisa Lisa. And then Lisa came through, and she just annihilated, guys. She annihilated. Her voice was still gold. She had backup dancers, backup singers, and the crowd was hyped, man. They were hyped, you know, and they were into it, man, which is, you know, when the crowd's into it, the show is better, you know what I'm saying? They were dancing around, even when they were just spinning music between acts, you know? So it was beautiful, guys. A great, great, very nostalgic, very awesome. And San Jose Civic Center, go check it out if you can. And you'll love that venue, man. Any place there. So good. And oh yeah, so you know, it was, so if you know the crowd there, man, you know, it was nice. Mostly, you know, women. But still a lot of vatos, man. And I was like, man, if it was 30 years ago, I'd be really scared. I'd be like, I better not stare at anybody right now. Old school gangsters, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't step on my shoes, gangsters, you know? But they're all chill, man. We all had a good time. I think Candyman was on stage. He's like, I hope I don't get any girl pregnant at this show. And I'm like, I think you'll be okay. I don't think most of these women can get pregnant at this concert anymore. They already spat them out. You know what I'm saying? So you're all right, man. But it was such a good show. Lisa kicked ass. And because Lisa kicked ass, you know I gotta throw down a song by Lisa, man. Lisa, coming through right now to your eardrums. This is Lisa and Cult Jam with Head to Toe Radio, Valencia.
Skip it over the rules like a runaround. Rip it down. like I died. Forbes trying to make noise, I am down. Listen now.
I scribbled out pages, now it's all changing. The ruling is fucked. Then play puppet to get recognition. I feel that you listen. Chopping up beats, it's like a kitchen. Crying demons, sauteed on my dreams. Well, down with you, then get the pitchfork. Can you please settle? Ignore the discourse. I tossed everything like a discourse. Who really plays the villain like Sith Lord? They swing and they miss more. I yell from the top floor.
Marry me. me, they ain't getting that thing no more. Because if I can't sell it, I'm gonna sit right down on it before I ever give it away. Hey, hey,
hey. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, that's for an encore when I'm busy. It's time to see the man. Then it's on to bigger and better things. So goodbye, old office. Goodbye, desk. Goodbye, chair.
You didn't say goodbye to the plants.
I talked enough to the plant. City, you get too friendly, it's no good, you know.
Good luck.
Thanks. Oh, and I'm glad you gave me the right finger.
Mr. Mullen's board meeting is at 2. Then he has a new mall dedication at 4.
Hey, sexy, how you doing, huh?
Oh, Chester.
Hey, too bad I'm spoken for. You're my type. I love girls with eyeglasses. Take them home, you breathe heavy, you know what you're doing, you know? Hey, tell Mr. Mullen his top salesman is here, huh?
Oh, you could sell anything, Chester.
Yeah, I bet in your day you sold a few things yourself, huh? Plenty of heat left in the old furnace, huh, baby? Yeah, I still can't believe you never got married. You're too particular. That's your problem. Hey, you say we practice so you meet the right guy, huh?
Chester, I'm telling you're here. Mr. Mullen? Mr. Mullen, Chester Lee is here to see you.
Tell him to wait. I'm busy. Another employee who thinks he's due a promotion. I'm gonna have to let him down.
As I was saying, David, now, Brad was a great coach, but we don't have Brad anymore. Darling, we need a new coach. Someone who knows what he's doing to make sure the Ladybugs stay a championship team. Now, we wouldn't want our daughter to be on a team that are losers, would we? Do it for me, David. You know, we like to do things to make each other happy. Act on what I've said to her.
Good day, Mrs. Mullen. That's Mrs. Mullen. She's very classy.
Yeah, very classy. I heard when she drives her car, she keeps her legs crossed.
Yes, sir. Yes. You may go up now.
Hey, Mr. Mullen, how are you, huh?
Fine, Chester. And you?
Oh, I'm great, great. Thank you, yeah. Hey, I just saw your wife on the way out. Lovely lady, you know. Oh, she was in a hurry, huh?
Well, she's very busy, you know. She does a lot of charity work.
Yeah, I know. She handles all the policemen's balls, huh? Hey, the new mall in the South District. Boy, what a beauty. Hey, I'll sell this space out in no time, Mr. Mullen. Have no fear. Chester is here. Well, you know, Mr. Mullen, the reason I asked to see you is, you know, I've been with the firm now for 12 years, and I work very hard, you know. I look at the bullet board, you can see the last quarter, my sales are number one, you know. And, you know, and I figured that, you know, I'm due, well, you know, I'm entitled. I figured, you know, I mean, if you can see your way clear, you know. And, you know, my girlfriend, Bess, and we want to get married, and on my salary alone, it, I mean, I want her to quit a job, and it'd be a little rough for us. So I figured, you know, if... you know, I work hard, you know, and I'm a company man, you know, and what do you think, huh?
Yes? All right, put him on. Tom! No, no, your timing's perfect. I'm not doing anything. How's your golf game? You did? With who? Judge Cole, that old bastard. Yeah, you tell your story about the three hookers and the midget DA? Yeah, head over heels. I was playing last week with Bobby and that crazy Scott McTeague. We were out on number 3, you know, the par 5. Bobby is on the green in 2. Long hits. We walk up on the green. Bobby's looking at a 60-foot
putt. Chester, you blew it.
He walks on the green and screams at him. Christ, you can kick it in from there. Kick it away.
I gotta kiss the boss's ass.
Don't get out with Ron and Dave.
Kiss the boss's ass.
No, Ron will give us 6 strokes. He wants the parking lot contract. You're right, I love to win. See you this weekend. Okay. Now, Chester, you were saying?
Hey, Mr. Mullen, I see you are quite a soccer player. Boy, look at all those trophies, huh? Oh, boy, I bet you could teach me a few things, huh? You know, we have so much in common. We both want the best for Mullen Industries, and we both played soccer.
Chester. Chester, Chester, Chester. Come here. Chester, I never played soccer. My company sponsors a girls' soccer team, the Ladybugs. They won these trophies, and I'm very proud of them. Chester, keep up the good work. I am glad we had a chance to have this little chat.
Oh, darling, I almost forgot. There's a do tonight at the country club.
Dear, say hello to Chester Lee.
How do you do? I'm not going to sit next to the Vandermeers.
Chester was just admiring our soccer trophies. He was telling me he's quite the soccer player.
Oh, really? What position did you play?
I was a kicker.
A kicker? Everyone on the team is a kicker. I mean, what position?
You know, you name it, I played it, Mrs. Mullen.
Yeah? Were you a sweeper? Or a forward?
Oh, sweeper, forward, backward, outfield, tight end. I played them all, you know?
You don't say.
Yeah. Oh, I would have went pro, but one night I pulled my groin muscle.
Oh, that must have been awful.
Yeah, somewhat exciting. You know, Mrs. Mullen, I see these trophies. It reminds me how wonderful it is to have a team.
DJ Mark is minutes away. All will be well. He'll be spinning music on vinyl with this show. Drop the charges, so stay tuned. Gotta give a big shout out to Sully. Thanks so much for listening. Check out Sully every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. His show is called Sufficient Grounds. He's